and how we all, like sheep, go astray. God in his grace turns to others and he says, here I am. Come to me. But now we have become, at the end of our 2,000 years, we have become the ones that are despising God. And don't think for a moment, well, turn with me to Romans chapter 11. By the way, Romans chapter 10 quotes this text that we were reading in Isaiah 65. If you pick up with me in Romans 10, verse 16, he states this: they did not all heed the glad tidings, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. But I say, surely they have never heard, have they? Indeed they have. Their voice has gone into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I say, surely Israel did not know, did they? At that first, Moses says, I will make you jealous by that which is not a nation. By a nation without understanding, I will anger you. And watch verse 20. And Isaiah is very bold when he says, I was found by those who sought me not. I became manifest to those who did not ask for me. But as for Israel, he says, so we just quoted verse 1 of Isaiah 65. But of Israel, he says, all the day long, verse 2 of Isaiah 65, I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people. I say God has not rejected his people, has he? Chapter 11, verse 1. No, he hasn't rejected his people. But God has taken this time of hardness to minister to the Gentiles, to minister to us, the others. And in verse 7, what then? That which Israel is seeking for, it is not obtained, but those who were chosen obtained it, and the rest were hardened, just as it is written, God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes to see, ears to hear not, down to this very day. But the warning really is to us in verse 18. Because the thought is that, you know, God's own rejected him. And here we were in our miry clay. And God reaches down and he picks us up. And he embraces us. And we receive of his grace and we received of his mercy and he saved us. You remember that day that you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Do you remember that day? Do you remember when you first came, you were just overwhelmed? Or as the chorus goes, once my life was heavy with a load of sin, Jesus came within me and gave me peace within. And now I'm seeking as the day. Something happened. And God took that load off your shoulder. It was just like, I mean, you were reborn. And my sins have been forgiven. I was literally plucked out of the fire. And God embraced me. What has happened? What's happened? What's going on? Why are we now oftentimes contemptuously responding to God through his word? Why do we look at this as a I can take it or leave it type thing? Why? What happened to our fervor? Why are we not engrossed in this and praising God? And why are we not, when we're reading Scripture, shedding tears? Why when we read a Bible passage do we go, you know, that was fun? Fun? God's talking to you. He's changing your life. God ought to be stirring in your heart every day. And change ought to be being wrought in your life. You're still growing in him. Where is, as Paul would write the Galatians, that sense of blessing that you had. Are we not falling into the same trap as Israel did? And how long will God reach out His arms to an obstinate people without bringing them into captivity? You think these things that are happening in our nation are an accident? I don't think so. Verse 17 of chapter 11 of Romans. If some of the branches were broken off, and you being in wild olive, you guys are the wild olives, I'm the wild olive, were grafted in among them, we became partakers with them of the rich root of the olive tree. But don't be arrogant toward the branches. If you're arrogant, remember that it's not you who supports the root, but the root supports you. And you will say then, branches were broken off so that I could be grafted in. That's right. They were broken off for their unbelief. And you stand only by your faith. Do not be conceited, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, neither will He spare you. Behold, the kindness and severity of God. That's quite a tremendous contrast, isn't it? God in His grace turned to us and He picked us up. Where are you in your walk? Just ask yourself tonight. Where are you in your walk? Are you full of contempt? Do you find yourself growing tired? Same old thing. Are you just as hungry as you were when you first were born into the family of God? And are you still excited when the Word of God begins to stir your hearts? Let's take this moment with me tonight. Let's just come before the Lord in simplicity of heart and talk to Him. I don't know the last time that you just talk to Him in genuineness and sincerity of heart. But tell Him, Lord, I want You. It's not about things. It's not about programs. It's not about anything but You. I want You. And you just get real with Him tonight. Our heads bowed and our eyes closed. What a wonderful thing to be able to just to talk to God in the middle of the week. At a time where He may be found. God has allowed a time for us, the Gentiles. Our time is closing. He's coming soon. Jesus says, when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith on the earth? Will He find faith in you? Are you one of the ones that have been longing to see Him? Are you one of the ones just hungry for God's Word? You know, one of the ways that you can tell if you really love God, you love His people. That's pretty wild, isn't it? Because God says, how can you love Him who you don't see if you can't love the people that you can see? He will actually give you a deep love for these who are around you. Even with all their imperfections and all of our problems, you just can't help but be drawn to Him. And the more you love God, the more you'll love His people.
the more you'll be enthralled with His Word, and the more you'll strive to change every day. You'll take every word seriously and personally. You just can't help it. And you just can't wait to hear the next thing that God has to say to you, so that you might be more like Him. Now, dearly beloved, we know that the only way that we can even begin to feel that way is if we have a new heart. And if you never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you've never had a moment in which you turn to the Lord and said, I believe that You love me so much that You sent Your Son to die for me. I believe that on that cross You forgave all of my sins. All of my sins were cast on my Savior. And because He died, my sins were paid for. And because He lives again, I have everlasting life. I did not deserve it. I could not have earned it. But I receive it because I believe it. The Bible says that if you'll put your trust in His loving grace, that God will give you of His Spirit and your heart will begin to change. You will have the heart of Christ that longs to have a relationship with God. You won't even know how it happened. You'll just find yourself excited and longing to be with God's people and in His Word. And the Bible says, if you are truly His, you will see the evidence of this faith continue to grow. And unlike the law, you will not wane, nor will you grow contemptuous. But you will grow in the grace and the favor of God. Have you ever made that decision? That's a great time to do it, even tonight. And for those of us who have, why have you stepped out of grace? You know what God's looking for. That fervent heart, the walk of the Spirit. Heavenly Father, we come before You walking in this journey. As You allowed us to be born physically, You have been calling us all along, come, be My child. We've known that You have rules, and we admit that perhaps in our early age, we were willing to go by the rules. Lord, as we got older, it just seemed like we had a better way. But we have turned back to You and realized that You are the only way. And we ask You to create in us a new heart. A heart that's steadfast, that endures to the end. May your grace be upon these people. Lord, may we never be a church that just goes through motions. And may we never be a people that grows tired of you. We pray this in your name. Amen.